CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's Slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
I'm here with Kate Kaler, the Executive Director of the Winnipeg Social Planning Council, and we're talking still about restorative justice, but how it applies to having a conversation about it and how that conversation should be changing in the mainstream media and in our everyday lives. How do you think it should change? If it should, no?
Yes, most definitely. And again, it's the way that it's spoken about. It's the way that the message is out there that people don't have a really good understanding of what it in fact means. It's not a get out of jail free card. Oftentimes the work is much harder, but the effects are better because we know that recidivism rates for restorative justice programs are at least half as better as they are in the incarceration system. You know, it's not a magic bullet. And unfortunately, in our society, we still have a very crime and punishment mentality. I don't know if it goes back to our days as cave people, I think. The idea that we think of it in terms of personal survival. You hurt me, I hurt you back harder, so you can't hurt me again. And that is just, it's ineffective. And especially given that we know who we incarcerate. And, you know, people tend to think of, you know, the worst cases whenever you want to talk about restorative justice, they say, well, what about murder? Well, for some people, not for all, but some victims, the surviving family members have found the process helpful. So it's the idea that it can help again at any time during the process of when harm's been done. It allows us to look at who we incarcerate. And even then Conservative Senator Hugh Siegel said in 2011, 80% of the people we incarcerate grew up in poverty, unemployment, and lack of grade 12 education. We are punishing people for being poor, for being, and we have the pull yourself up by your own bootstrap mentality. And everybody, you know, will tell a story about my grandfather came to this country with $20 in his pocket and he never committed a crime. But the other way of looking at it is, you know what, but that grandfather will always point to somebody who gave him a job. Too many of the people, especially nowadays, especially unfortunately with a lot of the marginalization and the othering that's going on, idea that we are somehow resource scarce. We're not. We just make different choices about how we spend those resources. We waste billions on a correction system that fails about half the time because that's what the recidivism rate is at. So we have the money. We just choose to spend it unwisely.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.